Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Hey, really quick, before we dive into PMI, why were you late today?
Oh, gosh. So I leave my house at like 5 to 5 just so I can be here at 5 o'clock in the morning. And I was heading out the door. I always make my big cup of coffee before I leave. And I am that typical Aries who I will like try and fill a cup of water. And while that's filling, I'll run around and sweep the kitchen and do all these things while my water bottle's filling up so I can get multiple things done at one time. Like my brain works like that. So anyway, as I was trying to get my coffee cup filled, I was trying to grab my purse at the same time that I was grabbing the half and half out of the fridge. And I'm not kidding. I have a half gallon of half and half in my fridge because that's what I use for my coffee. I grabbed it, and in the middle of me grabbing it and bringing it over to my cup, it went flying across the kitchen floor. And half and half went everywhere. I'm talking underneath my fridge, underneath my stove, underneath the table, in my hair. Like half and half was everywhere.
Slow motion.
3 minutes before I had to be at work. And I was like, oh,
poor thing.
No.
I got a text. She goes, I'm going to be late. There was a situation.
There was a say, and then he says, diarrhea.
I just back. Like, you got diarrhea.
I wish it was diarrhea because this took way longer to clean up.
I wish.
It was so messy. I'm probably going to have to go home and clean up.
You probably
even
should because that'll start stinking if you don't get it all.
It's
going
to be so bad. Like, I feel like I'm going to have to move things. Like, I've never had to move a stove before.
Oh, when the
you
crack.
You don't have to do that. Just get a coat hanger and a towel and just kind of. It didn't
I'm
go
telling
all the
you,
way under,
when I looked and like where it went, it was like, how did it get behind me? Like, it's like, how did this thing fall out of my hand to where it went, like, did a 360 as it fell to the ground? Because it was everywhere.
That sucks.
Now I have to go home and clean it up. And I'm just so grateful there was still a little bit left for me to put in my coffee.
You're, like, on the ground like a cat.
Yes, exactly. Because, like, I just bought that. It was almost full, and now it's
all
gone.
That's the most painful part.
Now I have to go spend $6 again on half and half.
Oh, we've all done that, where we've dumped something out in the kitchen, or you open up the fridge.
Yeah.
And the bowl of, you know, leftover chili from the night before comes tumbling out.
Yes.
Goes
but
everywhere.
Why does it happen when you're leaving
but
the
when
house?
You're late,
like,
yes.
Exactly. Like, I needed to go.
That really sucks.
And it's like, no. Yeah.
Well, so, somebody's not getting her deposit back.
Exactly, right? Oh, I'm just so
smells
glad.
Like old milk.
I know. Why does it smell like dairy?
That's funny, though.
Yeah,
I just like the text this morning because I always wonder if I should be concerned when I get things like that from you. I'm like, there's a situation. I'm like, was her car broken into? Were you mugged?
Yeah, that's vague.
Well,
are you bleeding? Half and half.
If it was serious, I would have told you, but I knew that we probably wanted to talk about it, and I didn't want to divulge too much.
Right.
But also, it's like, again, I just... It was the other day I was late and you guys thought I died. So I was like, I better shoot him a text.
Thank you for
to
that.
Let
the courtesy
know
text is very nice.
I'm just running late today.
And
so.
Honestly, it was the best extra 15 minutes of my morning. It was so quiet in here and calm. And
I figured you'd enjoy it.
It was really nice.
Yes.
I had some meditation music on. And,
there wasn't so
and then I say you come running in. I was like, dang it.
Yeah, there she is.
Situation is over.
And it's gone.
Situation arrived.
It's time for PMI, a positive, a minus, and something interesting to start your day. Who got to pee today?
Hey, I got that pee.
Half and half's got to pee.
Yes. So we have this fun Lego brick attraction that folks can get into. Like literally, Josh, it's like a fully immersive Lego experience. So the Denver Museum of Nature and Science is where you can get into it. And all you have to do is get a ticket into the Denver Museum of Nature and Science. And then entrance is free with that admission. But they're saying it's a magical journey made with Lego bricks that takes you on an imaginative journey around the world. So it's built by artist Sean Kenny Sculptures.
Good guy.
That are built with Lego bricks.
Yeah, he's a really good builder.
I'm just saying, like, this is neat. There's so many Lego lovers out there, kids and adults alike, that I think this is a fun family thing.
Mostly children.
There are people. This whole generation came up with a different appreciation for Legos. Zoe is all about the Legos. Josh, I mean, I know so many young adults who that is like their pastime. If you look on TikTok, building Legos and then like speeding it up and putting that video on TikTok.
It's therapeutic.
There's a whole
lot of them are 18 plus too. Like they're too hard for the kids now, Jer. They're too tough.
Exactly. So Zoe's whole she's
that's
a whole
not
wall.
What the box says. The box says from like what 3 to 99
no,
or something.
No, they say 18 plus now.
Is it just 18 plus?
18
generally
plus.
Goes up to 99.
That's
it
what they
does.
Say.
Have you seen that meme with the little old lady sitting in front of the birthday cake turning 100 and she's all sad and she's like, I can't play with Legos anymore.
When grandma turns 100.
No more Legos for me. I've crossed
funny.
Over.
That's good.
Well, Legos for everybody, and you can get them again at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science. And that's going to happen all the way through May 3rd. So that's going
to
be at
I gotta
the museum
go to this. This is cool.
Long time.
I want to go
yeah.
to it and fall into one of the
oh, no.
sculptures. I want to act like I'm tripping and fall into one of them. And
oh, you got to be that guy.
Huh? Is it? Yeah. Sean Kennedy. No!
Yeah,
no!
Like, I hope you step on a Lego, oh. sir.
Do you imagine if somebody does fall into one of these things? And just,
oh, owie.
I'm so sad.
All right, Josh, you got the minus?
I do got the minus today, and this is just a bum. I don't know. It bums me out because an artificial intelligence song. It's a new country song that has now reached the Billboard's country digital song sales at number one.
All right.
It claimed the number one spot.
An
and this
AI
song,
song
is completely generated by AI by Abiri Rivaldo. That's who like put the stuff in there. Okay. Put all the
who is that? Is that a person?
That's a real person, but that's the person that put all these like, hey, I want a country song into the AI generator.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you got to put input.
So in. The song is called Walk My Walk by Breaking Rust. And I actually pulled a little bit of this audio. I pulled the chorus because you would not be able to tell the difference between an AI song or a real artist.
All right, here's a taste of it.
You can kick rocks if you don't like how I talk. I'm going to keep on talking and walk my walk. Ain't changing my tone, ain't changing my song. I was born this way, been loud too long. You can hate my style, you can
like
roll
it.
Your
it's like something you'd hear on like Yellowstone or something.
100%.
As you're slow walking into a bar, grabbing
like,
some whiskey.
When he first started, I was like, little Chris Stapleton,
kind
little,
of.
You know,
this is fake.
Like, it's totally
completely
fake.
This
is not
fake.
A
this
real
person does not exist.
Like Luke Combs almost in there a little
I'm
bit.
So
you know, it's like
by this.
They take all the country artists who are hot now
yeah.
and they turn them into one person.
What's
I love it.
Funny about this is you can look up the, I guess, the band, you know, in quotations, is called Breaking Rust. They have almost 30,000 followers on YouTube.
No!
Just
I
waiting
hear more
for
of their, I want to hear more of this fake stuff.
It's
I
a
like
good
it.
Song. It was catchy, is it not? Like,
I
can't stand it because not only do I just love music, but like I love artists that create this stuff. Like Ed Sheeran is one of my favorite artists because he is such a good songwriter. And this is completely going to blow all these other artists out of the water. Like, it's not. I don't know if it's ethical, Jeremy.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, the guy that
but what
they
you
have...
can do is you can still be an artist, write your own lyrics, sing it, and put it into some of these programs, and it'll give you an entire band behind you as well. You can still be creative with this
but
stuff.
But that's okay, but that's what everybody
just,
complains about
just
now.
Don't do the lyrics. You do the lyrics. You sing.
I don't know. I don't like it.
I know multiple programs you can put yourself into.
They have the image of the guy who's supposed to be Breaking Rust, and
Katie
he is
him.
A sexy cowboy.
It's,
oh, my
it's
God.
It's not real, Katie.
I know, but
it's
I,
not real.
I want him to be.
I mean, seriously, it's
hey,
happening
Breaking,
now.
What's
it's up? It's not even in 10 years. It's happening
it's
now.
Here.
We can't tell what's
here.
Fake or real anymore. We really can't.
I know.
I don't like it, Jer. I don't like it.
I know you don't like it. I'm all for it. I think it's great. Then I can even like customize my like if I like 90s grunge music, I can create my own 90s grunge music, create my own feel, maybe pull lyrics from my life and boom, make my own song.
Why would you want to do that?
I know,
but it's like
that.
Because
I like it.
It's literally like The Incredibles where it's if everybody's special, no one is.
I can customize
it
to what I want and what I need.
Why would you
want
to listen to your own music?
Also, it makes us a lot more just completely solitaire. And we're supposed to be around people. If you look at the songwriting process, it's usually not one person. There's multiple people there bouncing ideas off each other to get the best out of the session. And when you include AI, I mean, that just makes you want to be alone more. We're not supposed to be alone like that. And that's what the robots are doing.
Oh. So you're an artist and you have a songwriter write it for you. What's the difference?
No, it's supposed to be that.
You're
though.
An
you're
artist.
No,
you have
people.
A songwriter write it for you.
You are people.
Now you're just
you
having
have
somebody
conversations.
Else write it for you.
Yeah, but it's not real.
It's not real.
It's quicker and
so,
it's better a lot of times.
And that's the thing. Like, if you've never been in love as a songwriter, you're not supposed to write about love.
Mm-hmm.
And
I wouldn't
if
write
you're
about
a robot, you're not in
I'm
going to
write about 90s
you're
grunge music.
You're not supposed to write about being in love.
I'm gonna record about skateboarding.
Well, but that's
because I love skateboarding.
When it comes to music, especially, it's also personal. And yeah. So when you make
this can
a
also
robot,
be personal.
No, it takes away.
You just go
the
into
personal
like
factor.
You write your lyrics. Like here's what I'm going through right now. Here are my feelings.
But it takes
write me back something about my feelings.
It's manufactured.
It is.
And
it's
you
fake.
Are gonna be able to
so
feel
is everything
that.
We play.
We just talked about this yesterday. How when you have Usher in the middle of Ball Arena and he's performing for you, and that energy that you get, and then you give it back to Usher, and it's this circle. Circle of energy that flows. You're not going to get that with the robot.
No, you can't. What do you think?
No, you're not.
What do you think EDM is?
No.
It's just energy.
It's a
and
person.
Just music.
But there's a person doing that.
I have less of a problem with AI. I have less
that's
of a problem with AI writing.
I'm poking you guys.
With AI writing the lyrics, I'm fine.
That's all EDM is. But it's just fat beats. You can have AI do that. Everyone can still be in the club having the energy.
Yeah, I don't know.
And you know why they like it? Because they're on drugs. Anyway, another thing is I don't like the AI artists. Like, I don't like them singing the songs. If you want to have an AI-generated song and it just writes the lyrics, that's fine. If you have a whole freaking artist where that guy that Katie just looked at doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist. I wish he did.
I hate that. Gosh. I don't like that. He looks like he's straight up from Yellowstone.
I know.
I don't like it. It's not right. There's something ethical. It's unethical. I don't like it.
Thank you. That's what we're going
You can
with.
Make the same argument probably for like auto-tune. When you listen to people that you love with auto-tune,
well,
that's
yeah.
not a real person.
And
that's not their real
it.
Voice.
And people were so mad when...
People love Britney Spears, but she's so auto-tune.
I know, but back in the day when they were telling us who was auto-tune, like people did not like it.
No.
We were not a fan
I
of
liked
auto-tune.
It.
We don't like
it. I loved it.
People were mad.
I'm not.
People
I wasn't
felt
mad.
Like they were fooled.
Don't let me into people.
Okay.
Well, I loved it.
I was mad. I know a lot of people were mad.
That's why T-Pain went away from it because
exactly.
he's like, hey, by the way,
don't
I can
bring
actually
T-Pain
sing.
Into this.
He can actually sing.
Do not bring
but
T-Pain
he got a bad
into
rap.
This.
The king
Mr.
Of
Payne is a very powerful artist.
He is.
He's great.
Don't bring Mr. Payne.
He's not using AI either.
Honestly, if. I really could care less.
I know. You just
push our less. Buttons.
He is on one today. What is the interesting anyway?
We care. We care deeply.
Yeah.
You do care deeply. Yeah. But I like this too. It did involve somebody's creativity to create this. Somebody wrote it, right?
That's a lazy.
Who's the guy that you said wrote it?
Lazy.
Aubrey.
He wrote the lyrics.
Rivaldo
he
Taylor.
Did not write
no,
the
he didn't
lyrics.
Write the lyrics. He just
didn't
wrote
do
the
anything.
Prompt. He said,
so he wrote the prompt,
he
which is the lyrics.
He could have.
No,
I know how this works.
It is. He wrote
he could have
prompt.
Written a sentence that says, hey, make me a country song.
Yeah,
that's
but then
all you
tweak
to do.
It. Yeah, but then you tweak it. You're like, no I need more feeling
I
here. I need more
was...
passion here. I need you to incorporate whiskey.
You're not tweaking it.
That
yes, you are.
AI is
absolutely.
You are not an artist. You are not an artist. You're not. This is lazy people who can't sing.
You can tweak it like crazy.
You don't tweak it.
You're talking. You're talking to somebody who uses AI constantly. I posted an AI video of myself yesterday after multiple tweaks.
But that's
the AI did
how
not do
long
all
did
the
that
work.
Take
you're
you?
Not doing the work.
Like 15
seriously.
Minutes.
Exactly. See? Do you know how long it takes an artist? I mean, obviously, it's different.
We've heard stories about Ed Sheeran sitting
exactly.
down and writing a
it's
music
no
on
problem.
A napkin in 5 minutes.
But it's exactly. But it's, sometimes it takes a lot longer, especially if you have a songwriting session with multiple people. Fine.
I'm not even
this
doing it. I'm all irritated now.
I'm upset.
You did this, so you can be mad with yourself.
No.
You did
I'm done
this.
Now. I
this
don't even want to do interesting.
Because of you.
Here's my interesting.